Welcome to this Hospitality Meet special, where today we once again shine a light on our good friends at Hospitality Action, as I got some time with James Clark, General Manager of the Park Plaza Westminster Bridge, this year's hosts of the quite remarkable Back to the Floor. We take a deep dive into one of the greatest events on the hospitality calendar, all to raise vital funds for Hospitality Action. Enjoy! Hello and welcome to this very special episode of Hospitality Meets with me, your host Phil Street. It's special because we're going to talk about something which, I've got to be honest, up until maybe 2 or 3 years ago, I hadn't even really heard of. And I can't, now that I've been to it, I can't really understand why. But in any case, we're here to talk about this wonderful thing that is Back to the Floor, run by Hospitality Action. And to do that and to help me go through it, we've got none other than the person who's going to be at the helm of it this year. And that is James Clark. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Phil. I can't say I'm at the helm. It's Denny Peccarelli who is the chair and the driving force around this, but I am assisting.
It's your team.
Team. That is true. And the venue where it'll be here in Park Plaza, Westminster Bridge. And we're looking forward to a lovely Friday night in April. And we want as many people to come and enjoy and spend and donate money.
Indeed. Yeah. Well, I mean, I can't even remember how much they raised the last time out, but it was a lot of money.
It was circa over £250,000.
That's brilliant. Yeah, 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 absolutely. But it's good fun for it. That's the thing as well. It's just a right old proper knees up.
Well, exactly. And I can't wait to tell you the history around it and why it's there. And it's just, and why it happens every 2 years. Because, it's fundamentally, the energy in the room is just electric. And genuinely, people have fond memories and great memories and want to come back every 2 years to do it.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Right. Well, I mean, we'll get into it. As you say, we'll talk about the history of it and all the various nuance around it. Such an interesting event. But equally, you've got an interesting story yourself, I'm sure. So just tell the world a little bit about you and what you do and how you've ended up where you are.
Yeah, no. Who am I? I'm James. I'm obviously originally from Ireland, West Coast. My county is Roscommon. Came over here in the UK back in the, I won't tell you how old I am, but went to Birmingham College of Food back in the day.
A couple of years ago.
And then somebody says, hey, you want to go west? And that's America. And I went to the US. Great general manager out there said, hey, I'll sponsor your visa. You're a nice young lad. And I said, of course. And lo and behold, I spent 16 years out there from West Coast to down the Caribbean. And last, hotels in New York City, 8 years, Waldorf Astoria, just one. And then I decided to come back to London in 07, and fortunate enough to work at the Grosvenor House for about 5 years under the fantastic leadership of Stuart Bowery. And then from there, went to work for Michael Shepherd too in London Hilton Park Lane. Spent about 4 years there. And then somebody said to me, hey, do you want to open a hotel south of the river? And I was like, where's this? I had to look at Google to figure out where it was on the map. And it was called Bankside, Hilton London Bankside. And I had the great opportunity to work there with a fantastic team. For the last 8 years. And then, Park Plaza Westminster Bridge came calling. And I said, why not? Over 1,000-bedroom hotel and doing fantastic events and looking at the best view in the world, which is the Houses of Parliament. So you can't go wrong.
Yeah.
So here, and we are hosting Hospitality Action Back to the Floor, which is Back to the Floor 2024, here on Friday, April the 5th. Here in Park Plaza Westminster Bridge. And it's fantastic because, you know, we'll have over 120 general managers and true professionals here serving over 500 guests. Yeah. So we're really going to work them out and really get them back to understand what it's like to be a wine waiter, to be a server, and making sure they move very fast and swiftly to get the job done.
Yeah, you brought the smile back to my face even just thinking about it as the memories start flooding back of the last time out as well. But just tell us a little bit about the Park Plaza Westminster Bridge, because it is, I mean, that's a beast of a place.
To say the word, it is phenomenal. It's a world within a world here. To give you an idea, we have 1,023 bedrooms. We have over 4 restaurants in the hotel, and then a fantastic meeting space, which can cater up to 1,100 people with breakout space as well. We love when we, take on, high-end incentive groups, anywhere up from 600 to 800 people, and or a group can buy out the hotel. We love you to do that too.
Yeah.
And really do a great conference for 3 days. Or more importantly, coming to the back end of the year, we have fantastic award dinners, which we do as well. And then not alone, just the location, looking at Westminster Bridge and see the Houses of Parliament. And even within this area, the South Bank, with the London Eye, going all the way down into Waterloo, and even going back to Elephant Castle, which the area has transformed over the last 15 years. Yeah. This hotel opened in 2010, and obviously Daniel Podreski, who was our executive vice president for the UK, was the opening hotel manager of the hotel and went on to be general manager. So he really put this hotel on the map, and it's my privilege to work with him and the team here in the hotel to really drive it to the next level to be the best European conference hotel for the next few years. So really, that's what, just a little snapshot of Westminster Bridge.
Brilliant. Yeah. And Danny's a friend of the show. I hope he's a friend of the show. He's been on and told his story before. But obviously a friend of this event as well, because I think I saw him on the floor the last time round.
He was, absolutely. Daniel Podreski is a total friend, master and holder, Hotel of the Year. So very much involved in giving back, making a difference in our communities. And actually, he's going to be a waiter on the floor this night. As he says, Mr. Clark, it's your show. You run the show that night, your hotel. Nice. I say, thank you, Mr. Podreski. It's nice to have your boss who's the waiter, and I make sure he will run hard.
Superb. Yeah, of course. Well, it's maybe the one and only chance you get to do it, right?
So. Exactly. Say no more. And if his team doesn't pick up the pace, I will say, hurry up, please. Hurry up.
Yes, indeed. But yeah, forget all about what I say to you when we see each other again on Monday. But yes, so a little history of Back to the Floor itself, just in terms of, I suppose, the event itself, but your involvement and how you've kind of, I suppose, ended up doing what you're doing on this occasion.
To be fair, I was fortunate enough to be at one of the first Back to the Floor events as a guest, and it was in Pennyhill Park under Danny Pecorelli's idea with Philip Newman Hall. Those two gentlemen really, what's the right word, cooked it up. Got with Hospitality Action. And, you know, really, if you think about it, it started out with 60 people attending. And I remember it well. I was sitting at the table with Michael Shepherd, who was the general manager of London Hilton Park Lane, serving my table because I was his guest.
Right.
Obviously, that didn't last long. They asked me then to come to be a waiter. And I've done it ever since. And, you know, if you think back, the Royal Lancaster, what Sally did 2 years ago was phenomenal. Before that was at the Dorchester. And every time it's gone from strength to strength. So if you think about it, in 2012, it was 60 attendees. Now we're looking to do over 500 here in Westminster Bridge. So phenomenal.
Yeah.
And that's 2024. So that's in less than 12 years, six times.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, that, you know, that's, I suppose it shows you the power of the event in terms of the popularity of it. I think equally by doing it biannually rather than every year gives it that little bit more of mystique as well, that people get that FOMO, don't they? Every time that something happens, they're
totally
like,
agree.
I need to be involved in the next one.
Totally agree. If you do it every year, I believe the energy would a little bit be taken out of it. And also the general managers would be quite exhausted. Once every 2 years is just enough.
Yeah. No, indeed. Absolutely. Yeah. And I think the thing about that is that it also shows to you, I think, that you've all created something really quite magical, that it continues to, I suppose, keep growing and keep getting a little bit bigger every time, a little bit more people coming to it. Now, it's 500 people in attendance. I mean, that's a serious event.
Correct. You know, that's for want of a word, it's a true professional event. But the ultimate goal here is to raise as much money for a fantastic charity, which is Hospitality Action. And for me, that's the most important piece. It's a privilege to be able to give back to a benevolent charity that, as the saying goes, as Mark Lewis always says, we got you. And that's for our team members who work in our hotels. If they need some support in any which way, they can reach out to Hospitality Action. And for me, that is so important. And that's the ultimate goal. Apart from being a fun, great night, the key messaging is let's take care of our own, our professionals in our hotels, which are our team members.
Yeah. And as we were talking about before we turned the microphone on, you know, it's a message that doesn't really get old. You know, it's all well and good when you might everything might be wonderful and perfect in your life at the moment, but you just never know what's around the corner. I mean, I think 2020 probably demonstrated that to everyone, didn't it, really?
Totally agree. During COVID, and I thought Hospitality Action really did a fantastic job and really helped and assisted so many of our wonderful team members. And I believe we just got to keep doing it and never give up on it.
Yeah.
And the reality of life, even nowadays with the cost of, cost of living crisis, we have to take care of our most important people, which is our team members, because let's be honest, they're the ones who take care of our customers. So we got to be there for them.
Yeah. Absolutely. Will you be on the floor yourself that evening, or are you kind of taking more of a conductor role?
Well, I've been told it's my, give you an idea, myself and Denny has looked at the floor plan and we divided it in half. So I'm the maitre d' for one section, which is half the room.
And Denny 250 is people.
The other side of the room. So we've got 25 tables each.
Right.
And I have to make sure that, for want of words, the general managers who are working in my section are moving. Because, you know, here in the big hotel, normally we need to serve a main course in less than 15 minutes. So that's 500 people. So yeah. The clock will tick. So let's make sure. I hope they've worked out a lot and they have their running shoes on.
Yeah. When you put it like that, yeah. And I'm really quite intrigued as to the logistics around putting something like this on of that magnitude. In terms of, I'd imagine the planning of this starts way in advance.
Absolutely. We've started planning this, I would say, last year. And just really trying to enlist some great sponsors who will be recognized on the night. Also to enlist, fantastic hoteliers willing to participate and equally purchase a table. And equally enlisting funds. And we have some really outstanding prizes and for the auction as well. So really, I want to thank all our partners. I don't want to name one because there's so many, and really recognize, because this event would not happen without our partners and our sponsors and fundamentally the fantastic general managers who are willing to give up a Friday night and come and work on the floor and take some of their, for want of a word, best clients to come to the table and team members to really donate to a great cause.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Once again, the smiles are just coming back to my face. I was a guest at the last one. I felt unbelievably privileged to be a guest at Danny Peccarelli's table last time out. I think literally it was just a moment in time that everything works out wonderfully for me, because I had Danny on the show and he had a couple of seats left on his table, and he just on a whim invited me on the back of our chat. I was like, of course I'm going to come to that. And then to get served by him and David Connell, who's also a friend of the show as well. It's just a very surreal moment. These people that are legends of the industry that you look up to, and they do such wonderful work in terms of driving the industry forward, let alone the charitable side of things. To then wow. See them, running around like madmen.
Headless chicken.
Indeed. Yeah, maybe clueless. I don't know.
No, I don't want to say it that bad, but yeah. You never know.
Yeah, indeed. I know it was just an absolute joy from start to finish. And I would say to anybody who's listening, who's never been, you've got to go out and befriend some general managers around the place to make sure that you get the opportunity to get on a table at some point.
Well, I'll give you an example. So when I started talking to the team here in the hotel last year about, and they thought it was a normal event. We bring all our team members in, we'd have our wine waiters, all our team, and let's execute. And I said, nope, not a normal event. We don't bring any team members in. We have the general managers who are our team members. So it's quite daunting when I did say to the team, and these are senior leaders within the industry. And you know what? They're fundamentally fantastic individuals, but equally they have the power of gift of feedback. So we are preparing here in Westminster Bridge to making sure that everybody has a great time. But equally, as I said to my team, let them do the work. They need to make sure they execute. They need to set it up, deliver the fantastic meal with great experiences so that the attendees who go to the event really have a great time, but also, more importantly, take out their credit card and, for want of a word, raise some fantastic, much-needed money for a great cause.
Yeah. And you've also sparked another memory now. Some of the prizes on show, they're really... you obviously money can buy the prize if you're at the event, but they're generally money can't buy experiences. It's
absolutely
quite remarkable.
As much as you want to ask me what you have this year, Phil, we'll do it on the night, because some of these prizes are just phenomenal. You need to know somebody to get these prizes, which we did. And you know what? It'll intrigue people, and rest assured there will be a lot of competition to get some of those prizes.
Yeah, absolutely. The one that I remember as a rugby fan was something at Twickenham. I think it was a hospitality box for one of the
internationals.
That's right. Yeah, and it was for 10 people or something like that. And I remember taking a picture of it and sending it to a mate of mine who's also a rugby fan. I was like, shall I put a cheeky bid in? And he's like, yeah, definitely. And let me tell you, my cheeky bid was nowhere near where the actual bid went, but which is great, which is what you want. You know, you want a room full of people who are having a good time, but as you say, who can also add the value that the event deserves.
Absolutely. And you know, and the atmosphere, and, you know, for us, when we design the menu, you know, we have a lovely, beautiful starter, a main course, and there's theater involved. And, you know, I remember Jeremy Goring, just so excellent, throwing plates or bringing plates out. So the main course will have some theater involved, where the general managers will have to get back to their silver service skills, will have to get back to, you know, whoops, a little bit of spilled sauce on somebody's, they shouldn't do it. We call it spillage there, Phil. We call it a spillage, and nobody wants a spillage. But these things happen, and that, i.e., spills a little bit of sauce on somebody's gown or somebody's suit. But so they need to be aware not to do that, because that can be expensive for the hotel to make sure we dry clean it and or replace. So there definitely will be some theater, and that's the piece that brings this event to electric, alive, and, you know, the entertainment of the night will absolutely add to the atmosphere. Because if you recall, 2 years ago, the entertainment was phenomenal. Again, it's just that little combination really brings a great atmosphere. And everybody really has great memories when it's all over.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if they've got any memories by the end of the evening.
Well, as a term I call it, some of them are tired and emotional, which we always love. And that's why, you know, it's great to have a 1,000-bed hotel. We can fit them upstairs as long as they pay a decent rate.
Yeah.
You know what? For us, it's really nice, because that's the key. Wake up on a Saturday morning, whoops, the head hurts a bit, but I had a great time. Absolutely. And let's move on for the weekend.
Yes. And we raised a whopping sum of money for a wonderful cause as well. At the same time, get to have fun and give back. I mean, that's the dream.
Absolutely. Last year, 2 years ago, we raised over £250,000. It's amazing. Yeah. And rest assured, our goal is to break that and break it more.
Yeah.
So really, and it all depends on the team and obviously the team who's serving, but equally the attendees and how they feel on the night.
Yeah. And I know that Danny Peccarelli is not the sort who doesn't take joy in setting stretch targets. So,
nope. And it's he wants us to break it, blow the water out nearly 350 this time. So,
oh, wow,
it's
right. I was thinking 300, but
blow 300 out of the water, and I'm sure we can get there, you know?
Yeah. There's enough will in the room for sure. So, we talked a little bit about the experience as being a guest, and actually, in many ways, I'm really grateful that I run this podcast, because I did get approached by Danny actually if I'd become a sommelier this year. And I actually did say yes, but then was under discussion with the guys at Hospitality Action. We thought that this might be a better way for me to add value. Not that I think anybody's seen my sommelier skills, which are probably next to nothing. But
easy now, Phil. We don't want you drinking any of that beautiful wine that we have, so make sure you pour it to the right people, huh?
Yes, indeed. Absolutely.
As a sommelier, yeah?
Yeah. Indeed. So, I want to flip that on its head a little bit, because obviously that tells half the story. What's it like on the other side? What's it like to be a waiter or a sommelier on the evening? Because obviously you've had experience of doing both.
You know what? It's for want of a word, it's great. Fellowship, camaraderie. All the general managers will take the afternoon off, come to the hotel around 4 or 5 o'clock. We all come into a room for pre-service briefings, like as you would if you had your civil service brigade and or your wine waiters. Everybody would be briefed, and normally by myself and Danny, but equally too by my team here at Westminster Bridge. And then everybody's put into their teams, into their service teams, people who do the reception, people who will be wine waiters. And then we make sure everybody's in uniform. Make sure everybody has their white gloves, knows exactly what their stations are, where they are, the tables are set. Then from there, everybody take a group photo, and then everybody gets a pre-dinner meal just to eat before service. So at least, they have some energy to go for the evening. And then absolutely. And then festivities kick off at the reception. And we will run the event like any other event. And really, it continues with once dinner starts, from the starter to the main, the dessert, and entertainment, the auction. And by the time you're all said and done, it's about 11:30 at night. And as a general manager, you're tired because at the end of the week and it's Friday. And usually the week is very busy. And some general managers have to work the next day as well.
Well, of course.
So needless to say, and that's why I believe it's a fantastic event, because people do give up their time to really give back. And I just think it's amazing, and why not support it? And it is, isn't it great? It's grown from 60 people roughly in 2012 now to looking over 500 here in 2024. Mm. So I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, totally.
Does that give you a general idea for the evening, you know?
Yeah, for sure. But I think that taking that on a step, I also remember Danny describing it to me as carnage, which I think was a wonderful way of summarizing it.
Yeah.
Do you have any stories from the carnage from over the years, from your experience?
Carnage of people bumping into people, people dropping plates in the back of the kitchen, people, you know, as I say, hot food, hot plate, didn't realize if they get their glove and touch the plate. They didn't burn themselves too much, but it was an ouch. Equally, people dropping a silver server platter in the room. And the funniest one, and you can see it on the photo from Hospitality Action, with Jeremy Goring flinging a plate across the other side of the table. So it's the sense of fun, and there's no nobody gets upset or excited. It's just fun, laughter, a fellowship, and fundamentally, and it's great because the audience, the attendees, see these great true professionals of our industry, in particularly in hotels, out on the floor and working what they used to do. That's the reason why we got into hotels. Mm-hmm. A lot of us joined because we were fundamentally wanted to love people. And a lot of us started out in food and beverage, being a waiter, bartender, or behind the desk at front desk. And that shows our skills from the day we first joined, as any other team member would, to where we are today. And that's for me, it's a great night, full of electricity.
Yeah. So let's drop some names. Who have we got on the roster this year in terms of legendary names of the industry that people will recognize?
Well, as you know, Denny Pecorelli himself, Jonathan Raggett, Stuart Bowery, you know, you can go all the way, David Connell, you know, for want of a word, many, many mastering holders, you know, I'm forgetting a few names, and forgive me to those I haven't mentioned, but that's just a name the few. And just people really giving up their time to come here. So, you know, and I could continue. We have over 120 of all the best hoteliers in the country coming here.
Yeah, no doubt. Absolutely no doubt. So it's a sold out event,
yes.
Which is amazing.
Well, sold out. You could contact Sophie from Hospitality Action if you're really passionate. She could squeeze you in. But the key is reach out to Sophie, because she's the one who's making it happen.
Right, got you. Okay, but if you can't get there, you can't be involved on the night, what other ways could you support the event if you're listening?
Go online and donate. A lot of the general managers are posting online their tip jar, particularly on LinkedIn. Some of the guys have put it on Twitter, but also you can go direct onto the Hospitality Action website. And if you wish to donate, that's the places to do it. So it's very easy. And as I say, just put down the credit card and there you go. Say no more, or your debit card too, and donate as much as you can.
Yeah, or go and buy the hospitality for 10 people at Twickenham.
On the auction, right?
Yeah, absolutely. No, my WhatsApp inbox has been awash with tip jar links in the last couple of weeks.
So make sure, yesterday was payday, so use your paycheck wisely.
Indeed. For a great cause. Yeah, well, absolutely. I think to wrap it up, I think it just serves as a wonderful reminder as to why this all happens in the first place. Yes, we've kind of accented the fun element, of course, and that's massively important in the industry that we work in, that we remind ourselves occasionally that, you know, we do have a lot of fun in this industry.
But, a lot of fun. Right.
But you know, we're there primarily for the reason is to really support this, you know, just the most amazing charity that is there for any one of us, you know. And even I now have I don't have direct experience of this, but I had as you recall, we tried to do this earlier in the year, and unfortunately I had a loss in the family, and Hospitality Action reached out to me in that moment to ask if I needed to talk to anybody.
That's fantastic.
And I was just like, I was blown away. That offer still stands if I ever need to. And that's the kind of thing that I think we absolutely need to showcase to people, that, you know, if in doubt, just reach out to them, because they're even if it's just to have a friendly ear to talk something through, or whether you need more support than that, you know, they're definitely, it's just a wonderful place to start if you're running into a little bit of trouble.
Totally agree. And it's sometimes when you talk about things, it really gets it out in the open, and then you feel better about yourself, and then therefore move on. And that's what I love, what Mark Lewis, who is the CEO of Hospitality Action, says: we got you. It's very simple. We got you. Do what it takes. And for me, that's amazing.
Absolutely. Wonderful. James, thank you so much. I think that's a wonderful summary of what is one of the greatest events on the calendar. And I wish you all the very best with the event on the evening. I will hope to be there myself. Wish you all the very best.
Thank you. Thank you, Phil, for taking the time to talk to me today. And thank you, everybody who's going to listen. So thank you very much.
Fantastic. Take care.
All the best.
And there we have it. I can't stress enough what an amazing event this is, and a huge thank you to James for coming on to talk about it and for everyone who puts it together. Don't forget to get behind it by clicking the links in the show notes. We're on a break at the moment, but we'll be back in earnest in the summer, where we've already got some amazing chats lined up. We'll see you then.